Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly, November 2012. Chilly nights? Need somebody to cuddle up to? You don't want to risk a partner who thinks all boats are nasty, smelly, boring, dangerous things, do you? Okay, they are, but we still love them. Even more worryingly, maybe you don't want to get emotionally involved with somebody with strange esoteric tastes in hull form, or somebody overly demanding when it comes to bow thrusters. Or you may have these strange tastes yourself and feel that you can only be comfortable with a life partner who really understands the lure of the folding trimaran, or the unstayed revolving mast, or the vintage Mummerzette muscle dredger whose planks have been held together ever since the abdication by gribbleworm and failing memory. It was only a matter of time before the internet stepped in with maritime mating websites, and the latest of them, Love Sail, was drawn to my attention by my husband as he left for Uruguay. Heaven knows why, maybe a startlingly liberal hint that I'm allowed a bit of dalliance with saucy bilge keelers and dodgy beards while he potters round Cape Horn, but I prefer to think it's a tribute to the fact that it was a ropey 22-footer which brought us together in the first place. We sealed our relationship by ditching the damn thing and buying, jointly, a Contessa 26 once we found we really did agree about keels. We never discussed children or religion or money or where to live or anything like that, just keels. Anyway, Love Sail offers sociable friendship and dating opportunities as well as crew finding and purports to check profiles of its entrants in order to make sure of a, quote, high-quality database of sailing enthusiasts. I'm not sure I'd get through that, not if the profiling was MI5 thorough. Some of my most memorable sailing has been pretty low quality, all things considered, like the time the floorboards were set on fire off Portland Bill by an overheated exhaust pipe, because we'd got the tide wrong and motored for longer than the current boyfriend's boat was fit for. Or the time the water sloshing around in the bilge connected the batteries to the shrouds and sent mild shocks up when you touched them. Anyway, the website, and I suspect several others plus the message boards, offer the possibility of that special someone to share your journey with. So it seems worth meditating on who that might be. You don't want anyone whose like-mindedness is total, because too like-minded and you'll both want to be skipper, which would never do. Better to work on the Jack Sprat principle. For those who didn't have reciting grannies, Jack Sprat could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean, and so between the pair of them they licked the platter clean. If Jack Sprat loves engines and power sanders and Mrs. Sprat is good at rope work and sail making, great. If Jack likes close water pilotage and Jill gets her kicks working out ocean waypoints on Met Maps, excellent. If Mrs. Sprat is a whiz with a spinnaker pole, no point Jack ever leaving the helm, is there? On the other hand, complementarity can go too far. The late, great Maurice Griffiths and his wife never saw eye to eye about draft. She liked deep keels and offshore sailing, he liked creeks and beamy bilge keelers. This presumably is the sort of frank, upfront conversation which the modern sailing data should undertake between the first cocktail and the romantic moonrise. When I was in my small ad crewing years, in search of sailing rather than romance, I was very picky about catamarans, having a probably wholly unjustified feeling that nature didn't mean us to sail around in tennis courts. On the other hand, having been psychologically imprinted by sailing to St Kilda on an oyster smack, I thought that anybody with an aged wooden boat must be my sort of guy, which is not, I fear, necessarily true. But the real test of internet-based sailing compatibility will involve some lie detector work. What all keen yachtsmen dread, and it's normally men, but occasionally it happens the other way round, is the nice girl who loves a bronzed and classy sailor and mans the galley on Stoogeron and pretends that a hearty windward flog to Cherbourg is fun. And then, on the far side of the aisle in the pregnancy test, she pulls the rug out and books a holiday with an inland villa and a bird bath pool. What a nightmare. Still, I suppose the very fact that she found the website in the first place is a small insurance against that, unless the new generation of singletons have got supernaturally crafty.